Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for words and their stories and people in America, coming up after As It Is.
Welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Karen Leggett in Washington. Thanks for joining us. Today we have two stories dealing with agriculture. We tell about some researchers and their efforts to make life easier for farmers in developing countries. But first, we report on efforts to protect crops and the soil around them. Soil conservation methods help farmers protect their land from the damage caused by farming and the forces of nature. One method of soil conservation is the use of windbreaks. Bob Doty has our report.
Windbreaks are barriers formed by trees and other plants. Farmers plant these barriers around their fields. Windbreaks help prevent the loss of soil. They stop the wind from blowing soil away. They also keep the wind from damaging or destroying crops. Windbreaks can be highly valuable for protecting grain crops. For example, studies have been done on windbreaks in parts of West Africa. These studies found that grain harvests were as much as 20% higher in fields protected by windbreaks compared to fields without them. But here is something interesting about windbreaks. They seem to work best when they allow some wind to pass through the barrier of trees or plants around a field. If not, then the movement of air close to the ground will lift the soil. Then the soil will be blown away. For this reason, a windbreak works best if it contains only 60 to 80% of the trees and plants that would be needed to make a solid line. An easy rule to remember is that windbreaks can protect areas up to 10 times the height of the tallest trees in the windbreak. There should be at least two lines in each windbreak. One line should be large trees. The second line, right next to it, can be shorter trees or other plants with leaves. Locally grown trees and plants are considered the best choices for windbreaks. Studies have shown that some kinds of trees can grow well, even if the quality of the land is not very good. One kind of tree is the white pine. Another is the loblolly pine. Windbreaks not only protect land and crops from the wind, surplus trees can be cut down and used or sold for wood. Trees reduce the damaging effects of wind and rain. Their roots help protect soil from being washed away. And trees can provide another valuable service for agriculture. They can provide grazing animals with shade from the sun. I'm Bob Doty.
You are listening to As It Is, VOA's daily program for people learning English. I'm Karen Leggett in Washington. Farming without big machines is hard work. Planting and fertilizing alone can take days in the hot sun. Researchers are working to develop simple machines to make life easier for farmers in the developing world. They also would like to help the farmers save money. Christopher Cruz has more.
The sound you hear is Jelle von Loon swinging a long metal hoe with just two flat teeth. He is testing a model of a handheld planting tool designed for small-scale farmers. With each stroke, one tooth plants a seed, the other a little fertilizer. Jelle von Loon is not a farmer. He is an engineer at the International Maize and Wheat Improvement Center in Mexico. The center is known by its Spanish name, CIMMYT. Mr. von Loon is working to develop low-cost tools for small-scale farmers around the world. He hopes the tools will save them work, time, and money. Usually, he starts with a piece of equipment built somewhere else.
Some are Chinese-made, some are Brazilian-made, where already a lot of effort has been done for small-scale farmers. But the idea is to get these implements here, test them on the field, and extract what works for us.
An example is a hand planter from Brazil. The long wooden V-shaped tool has a piece of metal on the bottom for breaking up the soil. Opening the arms of a part shaped like the letter V loads seed and fertilizer into the metal tip. This tool is faster and costs less than planting by hand. It uses less seed and fertilizer. It can also reduce the time required for planting and fertilizing a 2-hectare farm in half. The planter still costs about $200 to make. But Jelle von Loon thinks the final product will cost less. But he says more work is needed. He broke the chain holding the two sides of the V part together, and the wood expanded as a result of the tropical rain in Mexico. So the researchers changed the wood and used a stronger chain. They are now testing their fourth version of the planter. Mr. von Loon says CIMMYT will publish plans for the tool on the internet after the group has found what works.
So every part is drawn and analyzed, what kind of material you have to use. And this goes to the blacksmiths locally and to the farmers, so that both can argue what should be done.
However, a tool may work great in one area, but not in another. This may be a result of weather conditions, soil, or other issues. So local manufacturers will have to make minor changes to the tool based on where they plan to sell it. I'm Christopher Cruz.
That is As It Is from VOA Learning English. Thanks for listening to our program. I'm Karen Leggett in Washington. Do you have a question or comment about this show? We would love to hear from you. Email us at learningenglish@voanews.com or visit our website, learningenglish.voanews.com, and click on Contact Us.
Words and Their Stories is next, followed by People in America. You can read and listen to our programs and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English. Thank you.
the VOA Special English Program, Words and Their Stories. Some of the most exciting information comes by way of the grapevine. That is so because reports received through the grapevine are supposed to be secret. The information is all hush-hush. It is whispered into your ear, with the understanding that you will not pass it on to others. You feel honored and excited. You are one of the special few to get this information. You cannot wait. You must quickly find other ears to pour the information into. And so the information, secret as it is, begins to spread. Nobody knows how far. The expression, by the grapevine, is more than 100 years old. The American inventor Samuel F. Morse is largely responsible for the birth of the expression. Among others, he experimented with the idea of telegraphy, sending messages over a wire by electricity. When Morse finally completed his telegraphic instrument, he went before Congress to show that it worked. He sent a message over a wire from Washington to Baltimore. The message was, "What hath God wrought?" This was on May 24, 1844. Quickly, companies began to build telegraph lines from one place to another. Men everywhere seemed to be putting up poles with strings of wire for carrying telegraphic messages. The workmanship was poor, and the wires were not put up straight. Some of the results looked strange. People said they looked like a grapevine. A large number of the telegraph lines were going in all directions, as crooked as the vines that grapes grow on. So was born the expression, by the grapevine. Some writers believe that the phrase would soon have disappeared were it not for the American Civil War. Soon after the war began in 1861, military commanders started to send battlefield reports by telegraph. People began hearing the phrase, by the grapevine, to describe false as well as true reports from the battlefield. It was like a game. Was it true? Who says so? Now, as in those far-off Civil War days, getting information by the grapevine remains something of a game. A friend brings you a bit of strange news. No, you say. It just can't be true. Who told you? Comes the answer, I got it by the grapevine. You really cannot know how much, if any, of the information that comes to you by the grapevine is true or false. Still, in the words of an old American saying, the person who keeps pulling the grapevine shakes down at least a few grapes. You have been listening to the VOA Special English Program, Words and Their Stories. I'm Christopher Cruz. Thank you.
This is Faith Lapidus.
And this is Steve Ember with People in America in VOA Special English. Today we bring you the second part of our program about American songwriter Cole Porter. Porter wrote his songs from the 1920s to the 1950s. They continue to be popular today.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now, heaven knows, anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words. Writing prose, anything goes.
He's saying your prayers, you lie.
That was a new recording of Anything Goes, one of Cole Porter's most famous songs. Caroline O'Connor sings it in the movie about Cole Porter called DeLovely. Kevin Klein and Ashley Judd star in this movie about Porter's life, released in 2004. The title of the movie is from one of Porter's popular songs, It's DeLovely. In the song, Porter plays with words that start with the letter D. Robbie Williams sings the song.
The night is young, the skies are clear, so if you wanna go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's DeLovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's DeLovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low, let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. When I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilemma, it's deluxe, it's deluxe.
As we said in our program last week, Cole Porter went to live in France in 1916 before he became famous. He was a wealthy young man who was smart and funny and knew how to enjoy life. He and his wife, Linda, became well known for their costly and exciting parties. Yet Cole Porter never let other pleasures interfere with what he loved most, writing songs. He worked hard on his songs. Both the words and music had to be perfect.
Porter gained fame as a musical theater writer by the early 1930s. His musical plays were produced in Broadway theaters in New York City. He had a new musical every year or so during the years of America's Great Economic Depression. His words and music gave people a few hours of pleasurable escape during difficult times. Some critics still consider one of Porter's early musical plays, Anything Goes, to be his best. Anything Goes opened on Broadway in 1934. It starred one of Porter's favorite singers, Ethel Merman. She sang a song that became famous immediately. It was called I Get a Kick Out of You. That expression means, I enjoy being with you.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you. Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you.
For years, Porter was called Broadway's King Cole. His musical plays were very successful. Later, he went to Los Angeles, California, and wrote music for Hollywood movies. They were very popular, too. Cole and Linda Porter traveled all over the world. They were happily married most of the time. But Cole Porter was homosexual. He had sex with men. Homosexuality was both accepted and forbidden in high society at that time. Love affairs between men were not exactly secret, yet they could never be admitted publicly.
All his life, Cole Porter wrote songs about love, desire, and passion. He included the names of foreign countries, famous people, and comments on current events. And he filled his songs with little jokes and hidden meanings. Porter's words stretched the limits of what was socially acceptable. They spoke directly and indirectly of sex. They admitted that love is not always pure. It is often selfish, and it rarely lasts forever. Porter was not even sure what love really is. He wonders about it in this song. What is this thing called love? It is sung by Lamar.
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love. Just who can solve its mystery? Why should it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my heart and threw it away. That's why I ask the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing called love?
Cole Porter also wrote some of the most beautiful love songs ever, full of true, deep feeling. Critics consider Every Time We Say Goodbye to be one of his finest songs. Natalie Cole sings the song.
Every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Above me, who must be in the know, think so little of me, they allow you to go. From major to minor, every time we say goodbye.
In 1937, Cole Porter was injured while riding a horse. The horse slid on a muddy hill and fell on top of him. His legs were crushed. Cole Porter spent the rest of his life, 27 years, disabled and in severe pain. Yet he continued writing wonderful songs, musical plays, and movies. In 1948, he wrote what some consider his greatest work. It was a musical play called Kiss Me, Kate. It was based on William Shakespeare's play, The Taming of the Shrew. But it takes place in modern times among a group of actors. The play was produced again on Broadway in 1999. One of the most famous songs in the musical is called Too Darn Hot. It is a funny song about how hard it is to be interested in love in really hot weather. Stanley Wayne Mathis sings it in Kiss Me, Kate.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight and play the pup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight and play the pup with my baby tonight, but I ain't up to my baby tonight 'cause it's too darn hot.
Cole Porter had another hit show in 1953 called Can Can. It was his final play. That same year, Porter's wife, Linda, died. Porter was very sad and increasingly disabled by his old injury. He died at the age of 73 in 1964. In 1991, America celebrated the 100th anniversary of Cole Porter's birth. Special concerts celebrated his music. New recordings were issued. Jazz singers and symphony orchestras recorded his songs. So did several rock and roll artists. They made a recording and special music video to honor him. All the money earned from the recording and video was given to research on AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome. AIDS is a disease that was first discovered among homosexual men.
Today, Cole Porter's songs are still valued for their beauty, humor, and intelligence, and for their unexpected jokes and wordplay. They shine like jewels, one critic said. They are shot through with love that sometimes feels like pain. There seems little doubt that Cole Porter's songs will continue to be sung. They will make us laugh, they will make us cry, and they will touch the deepest truths of our emotions.
This program was written by Shelley Gullist. It was produced by Katie Weaver. Our studio engineer was John Ellison. This is Steve Ember.
And this is Faith Lapidus. Join us again next week for People in America in VOA Special English.